You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tamina McNabb. I am out at Palm Market in Port Coquitlam, and I'm with two lovely ladies from goodfooditude.com. They are nutritionists. They have a bunch of information to give to our viewers, our listeners today. Tell me a bit about what your company does.
Hi, Tamilyn. So our company has a lot of different aspects to it. We do everything from private consult to personal chefing. We offer workshops that are based on health and well-being. And right now we're really promoting an 8-week wellness program that we offer that's really an all-encompassing healthcare program that will really touch on anything from pre-existing health concerns that you have to your lifestyle and how we can make adaptations to that.
What kind of a client would come and seek out your services for an 8-week consultation? Like, am I sick and I need help? Do I want to lose weight, or why am I coming to see you?
Well, I guess anyone who's sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's really what it comes down to. It can be anything from weight loss, pre-existing health conditions, anyone who's really looking to make a movement and a change in their life. So this isn't really about dieting. It's about making those changes that you can stick with to really change your life and your energy levels.
Energy levels, that's a big one. I think a lot of people today are, you say, sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they're also just plain tired. What are some of the things that you would want them to do in their program to boost up their energy levels?
Quite a few different things. We like to start with an assessment of people's current diets, really evaluate what they're eating and when they're eating. We've all been told, you know, starting the day off with something healthy to fuel your body is really important. Kicking sugar cravings to the curb and learning how to do that, learning about healthy fats and how those can affect your energy levels. That's pretty much what we're going to start off with. And then from there, we evaluate people's nutritional knowledge as well as their cooking skills and, again, their lifestyle to see what changes we can make in that department.
Let's talk about healthy fats. I think that a lot of people don't really realize that fat is your friend. You go back to the 80s and 90s and everything was fat-free on labels, and you don't see that as much anymore. Why are healthy fats good for you? Let's talk about some of the healthy fats. What are they?
Coconut oil is a big one. I know everyone sees coconut oil everywhere. With coconut oil, it is such... It's a great fat. It's very saturated, and that's something that we've been cautioned about. But as far as new research goes, this is the type of fat that metabolizes in your system differently because it's a medium chain triglyceride. So it goes straight to your liver to be metabolized and is really great for boosting energy. These fats also are going to help satiate you. And so you're not going to be, you know, craving sugars and you know, fillers in the day. So that's really something that can help you lose weight.
I think that people don't realize that fats, too, are necessary in, you know, we can take vitamins and minerals and supplements, but unless we have a fat to sort of hold it in our body and move it through slowly, it just goes in and out. Talk about some other fats that we can get in the different foods that we eat.
Avocado, olive oil is another really great one. Grapeseed oil is a great fat. Even grass-fed, free-range organic butter is a really good fat to be using.
See, I'm a huge butter fan, so I'm glad that you said that. Now, you have one of your business partners here, Fallon. Fallon, tell us a bit about what you do at Good Fooditude. See, I love that name, Good Fooditude.
Well, I'm going to just be working with Vanessa in offering personal consultations to people, really helping them get on track with life and sort of meeting them where they are. Everyone is going to be at different stages and have different knowledge bases. So just, you know, giving them the tools that they need to meet their health goals and to help them succeed.
Yeah, you had said that you're more on the side of, I don't want to say, you know, psychologist, but there's a lot that goes into play with people in their emotions, how stress is affecting their lives. Talk a bit about that.
Well, like, I know even just from my own personal, like, the whole reason I got into this field is because I was suffering from a lot of different health conditions, and I was quite young. I was only 28. But I had all these things sort of blocking me. Like, I was making all the changes. I changed my diet, was exercising, but I was still not seeing the improvements in my energy and my mood. And it was because unless you're dealing with like the emotional aspect and like stress is huge. So you need to deal with those in order to get your nutrients. Like, if you want to be able to, digest your food properly and achieve like, or not achieve, but gain all the nutrients from your food, you need to be in like a calm state, and your body needs to be ready to do that. And so I just can help with, you know, giving people the tools to stress manage, like deal with stress management, or even things like sleep. If you're not sleeping well, that's going to affect like how you get food into your system and what you're eating. And so yeah, just I guess like helping people
have a balanced life, right? I mean, balance is so important. And I think that, you know, for each individual, we're all very different. And so we see these different weight programs on TV or different diets, but you know, I'm in my 40s, and certainly my diet is different than someone that's in their 20s. And if someone's had a child, or whether they're in menopause, or if they're, what's it called for men, manopause as well, right? Which is big. I tell my husband he's constantly in menopause. But anyways, let's talk about stage two of you going into the supermarket. Why do I need you to walk me through the supermarket? What are we looking at?
Well, we're going to look at the groceries that you tend to purchase, and we want to educate people on what all of those words that you don't know are on the box and why you want to avoid them. Definitely better choices that you can make as alternatives, maybe things that you didn't think about incorporating into your diet and into the foods that you cook at home. So that, in turn, goes hand in hand with us going into our clients' homes and teaching them how to cook these recipes that we have that are adapted based on any dietary specifications that they have.
Do you like go into my house and just throw everything away, or can we at least donate it? Can we at least donate it somewhere? Like, what do? Do you go in and just rifle through my stuff and then we start from scratch?
That's part of it. Yeah, we do that with a lot of our clients. We go into their pantry and we, again, just the same as what we would do in the grocery store, we go through those and kind of educate them on, you know, whether or not this is something that you really want to keep in your pantry. And really more, it's about the things that you want to add to your pantry. Lots of great spices, lots of healthy fats, lots of whole foods. And you know, I just really feel that a lot of the time when people are walking through the grocery store, they bypass some of the amazing things because they don't know what to do with it. And we want to make that simple.
What is your favorite spice that has sort of benefits to it as well?
Right now, it would probably be turmeric. Yes. Okay. So I love it. I made some amazing turmeric milk the other day. Our recipe is on our website for that. But just incredibly anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer causing properties in there. It's an amazing spice that I definitely think people should incorporate in their diets a lot more.
I just read a statistic that the next generation after me, for the first time in 70 years, is not going to live as long as my generation. That's completely shocking statistics. Do you get a lot of people who are concerned about cancer that want to come and see you?
I haven't noticed that actually with my generation. It is something on people's minds, but I think when you're younger, you're not really thinking long-term about things like cancer. It's more once you're in your middle-aged years, it's like, oh my God, like the way I've been living my life up until now is going to play a huge part in my health later on.
Do you think there's an obligation that you might have then? I mean, I'm probably about 15, 20 years older than you, whatever it is, but you're younger than me quite a bit. You know, is it up to you, by having the knowledge that you have, being able to sort of educate your generation with something that I already know about now?
I think so. Even just people, yeah, in their 20s and 30s, like letting them know and educating them on, yeah, their lifestyle choices and how that's going to affect them. And not just in the long run, but even in the short run. Like, people get used to living a certain way. And so even though they might be feeling sick and not feeling great, you sort of get used to that, and that just becomes your normal. And so just helping people, you know, find a new normal and yeah, increasing their energy and reducing stress, and then hopefully minimizing the risk of getting things like cancer or like autoimmune disease later on.
It's shocking to me, actually. I mean, I look around me and the people that I know who are in their 40s, some in their 30s. I know so many people who have cancer now. It's shocking to me. Let's talk about something fun now. Let's talk about cooking. So will you come in and cook for me?
Well, I'll come in and teach you how to cook. I can. I mean, we definitely do personal chefing as well. But no, it's more about coming into clients' homes. I really like being in their space. I think it's really important to learn how to cook in your space with the tools that you have. I tried cooking lessons previously while we were in a facility, and I just don't find that it sticks as well for people. So, you know, going in and doing a pantry assessment, coming in, showing you some really simple techniques, some simple knife skills, and obviously the different spices and elements that they can use to make the food really, really flavorful. That's probably the most fun part of my job.
I love anything to do with food personally, myself. That's why I'm in this business. The holiday season is upon us, and January, I think a lot of people sort of wake up and go, my gosh, you know, I totally enjoyed the holidays and December, but, you know, what do I do now? And I think a lot of people fall off the wagon, whether it be drinking wise for some people or their food addictions. What do you do to help people clean up their act and get back on track?
Well, you know, come January, and I'll be doing it myself. I feel like I've already had a few too many shortbreads. But, you know, we really focus on initially doing a cleanse and kind of cleaning out your liver. Like you had said, you know, we all tend to have a few too many glasses of wine or cocktails during the holiday season. Really focus on balancing our hormones by flushing the liver, which is really important.
How do you do that? Give me just a basic description of what a detox looks like.
Well, you know, again, it really depends on the client's initial health, right? But a lot of it can be juicing cleanses, smoothie cleanses, different teas, and just different whole food recipes that you can eat.
Do you think that people should just do a detox anyways, once or twice or three times a year? I'm asked Fallon, what's your thought on that?
For most people, I think a detox would be super beneficial. There are obviously situations where a detox wouldn't be great. Just taking into people's health concerns, but if you're in generally good health and your liver's in decent shape, like a cleanse is going to be beneficial, and it's going to just help take a lot of the strain off your liver, because your liver is your detox system. Like anything that you put in your body, it goes through your liver first, and so just by taking, you know, giving the liver what it needs to do its job properly is going to be super beneficial.
I actually heard another stat the other day about adrenals, and that I never knew that you could burn out your adrenal, like burn it out and never get it back again. That's frightening. What does that mean?
Well, essentially, you're producing so much of certain hormones that are to combat stress, and your body just gets so taxed from that it no longer produces those hormones.
And what happens after that?
You go.
Do you die?
No. No, you go into.
Do you get a divorce because of it?
You have them removed. No, I'm kidding. You go into what's called adrenal fatigue, and from there, there's not so much that can be done. So it's really important to combat that before you go to that place. And managing stress and diet is really what you need to do to prevent that from happening.
I think that people have to understand too that dieting doesn't. I don't think nowadays has to be boring. I mean, I look back again at the 80s and 90s, my generation, and dieting was like, oh my God, you know, you suffer for like the week or 2 weeks or month or whatever it is. And dieting is totally different now. Do you have recipes and stuff on your website, and how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a whole recipe section there, and all of our contact information is on the website as well. So that's goodfoodattitude.com.
So it's www.good, G-O-O-D, food, F-O-O-D, and then add it like attitude, right? I-T-U-D-K-I-T-U-D. Thank you so much for being on healthradio.fm.
Thank you so much for having us.
Fallon, thanks so much.
Thank you.